Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 3rd chapter. Then Jesus went home, and the crowd gathered again, so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He is possessed by Beelzebul. And by the prince of demons he casts out demons." And he called them to him and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they were saying, 'He has an unclean spirit.' And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, 'Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you.' And he answered, 'Who are my mother and my brothers?' And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.' This is the word of the Lord." For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Robert Malala from Faith Lutheran Church in Sebring, Florida.
Involvement in a church was not part of my childhood. Though my parents considered themselves Christians, neither they nor my brothers and I attended church, except maybe on Christmas Eve and perhaps Easter. At 18, I was invited to a church youth group. 2 weeks later, I was asked to be one of the youth leaders. A few months later, on Sunday afternoons, I began attending small group Bible study at the pastor's home. Over the next few months, I found myself at church for 5 a.m. prayer and Wednesday night services. One evening as I was going out the door, my mother asked, "Are you going to that church again?" When I said yes, she replied, "Robert, you're becoming a fanatic." Sometimes criticism comes from the most unlikely sources. Jesus' own family considered him out of his mind, and the religious leaders simply supposed he was demon-possessed. With support like that, who needs enemies? Jesus had just healed a man with a shriveled hand, on the Sabbath of all days. Crowds were beginning to follow him. He had just assembled a team of 12 he would diligently train over the next 3 years to carry his life-changing message to the world. People were being healed. Demons were falling down before him. Life was good. Enter those closest to you. Instead of kudos and high fives, all you get is condemnation. How is it that those closest to Jesus could have so misunderstood him? Jesus shouldn't be surprised. He knows the sinful mind cannot make sense of the things of God. They are foolishness. It is only by the revelation, by the Spirit, that we can accept the things of God or understand them. Many holy men and women have been criticized by those closest to them in their quest to follow God and do His will. Perhaps God allows such opposition so that we rely more heavily on Him and His power. Certainly the devil does not wish us to accomplish anything good for the kingdom of God. When he and our own sinful flesh team up, we may encounter terrorists in our own families. Jesus was not dissuaded from his mission to seek and save the lost. Neither should we. God has called us each in the waters of baptism his disciples, to share the good news of God's love and forgiveness. How we do that may differ. And however successful we may be by God's grace, we can be sure that opposition will come, even from those closest to us, to discourage and dissuade us from our mission. How thankful we can be that Jesus did not give up at the first sign of opposition. In gratefulness, we remember his journey to the cross and how all 12 of his closest friends deserted him, leaving him for capture, harassment, and crucifixion. How did he endure? Perhaps he remembered the one who sent him. So can we. We are not the only followers of Jesus that have been opposed and misunderstood. Hear the encouragement of another who is often severely opposed and misunderstood. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38. God is with you, my friends, so go and live to the glory of God. Amen.
We thank Pastor Robert Malella from Faith Lutheran Church in Sebring, Florida, for today's meditation on God's Word.